Bay, do you have a cleaning project that needs to get done? Give Keith's Cleaning Service a call. 727-470-5071 for honest, hardworking, and tenacious service from Keith's Cleaning Service. Call now for a quote. 727-470-5071. That's 727-470-5071 for Keith's Cleaning Service. Some of the best cleaning services in Tampa Bay.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 U.S. Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Loki Volkswagen of Clearwater has been family owned and operated since 1952 and are your local family dealer for all your Volkswagen needs. Right now, Loki Volkswagen is offering $1,000 off any new Volkswagen and $500 off any used Volkswagen, and all vehicles come with lifetime hand car washes and lifetime oil changes. Give them a call, 727-799-2151. Visit them online at LokiVW.com or come by the shop at 27850 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
All right. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. We have such an exciting show for you and so many important people here to talk to us today. Old friend is here in the studio, Alicia Santana.
Wow. It's such a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, you're such an awesome person. So you have some really exciting things going on. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this whole situation? You're about to fly to D.C.?
Well, you know, I'm flying to D.C. tomorrow, and it's basically to rub elbows with those individuals at the national level for the organization that I belong to, which is LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens. It's the largest Hispanic organization in the United States with over 135,000 members, and I'm currently the director for the state of Florida.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the types of things that that organization helps in our community.
Well, we bring together the Hispanic community and we empower them to be able to be a voice, because in our republic, the republic here functions when everyone participates. And when we have people that do not participate, we don't function as well. So it is, we make it a point to make sure that our Hispanic voices are put together and that they are heard in the right place at the right time.
That's amazing. I mean, I just remember, like I said, Alicia does not just talk about this kind of like helping people. He helps people. Remember back when we had the hurricane? I've known him since before that, but the bad hurricane. What was it, Irma, right?
A bunch of them. How many it have
was,
we had
right,
now?
Right, but back then, that was a bad one for Puerto Rico.
Maria,
do you know?
Maria.
It was Maria, I'm sorry. That was the first one, and then they got hit again right after that, remember?
Twice, yeah.
Well, I actually stopped by Alicia's house, and he had taken in 19 people into his own home, and there was just tons of people because they had nowhere to go. And what they did was they just started moving people into Florida because there was no place to live in Puerto Rico. And so he actually had 19 people living in his home.
You know,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's not only did they had to leave the island because there was no water,
right?
There was no electricity. There was like people that had all kinds of infirmities,
right?
Could not get their medicine. And food became very scarce, but they could easily get on a plane. Remember, Puerto Ricanos are U.S. citizens. My father was drafted into the Korean War right from the sugarcane. So Puerto Rico is where citizens, we pay our dues. So these American citizens in Puerto Rico, when the hurricane happened, they boarded a plane and they came here. Now, we all know what the cost of living is here. To getting an apartment is extremely expensive, and it's a difficult process. So we opened, not just me, but other Puerto Ricanos in the area opened their doors to be able to welcome these families in.
Well, like I said, I remember that very, very well, because I remember you were working with churches, schools, trying to get people placement, like out there in the community, like every single day. That's what he was doing. And now look where you are. That's amazing.
I mean, my name is Angel Santiago. I'm the president.
I'm sorry,
that's
Angel.
Okay. My name is Angel Santiago. I'm the president and CEO of our community first. And it so happens that that's where I met Mr. Santana. Explain a little bit how we met and what exactly we're doing in the community currently.
Well, you know, there was, because of being Hispanic heritage type of a month, the city of Clearwater got together in order to bring about some kind of a celebration to be able to make that happen. And so we gathered something like 12 of us leaders of the Hispanic community gathered there, and we basically volunteered to do a program, to do a festival. That festival is on October the 15th, and it's in Crest Lake Park from 4 to 7, Crest Lake Park on the 15th, and it's going to be fantastic. I'll tell you, we got together and we brought in some folkloric type of dancing and music and Puerto Rican Afro-American Afro type of music that makes you,
when
you hear
dance.
The music, you move, it just makes you can't resist it. I guarantee you, if you are the straightest person in town and you go there and you don't move, I will buy you a soda.
That's awesome, Alicio. So that is Crest Lake Park. That's right there off of Gulf to Bay, correct?
Yes, it is.
In Cleveland.
Okay.
Between Cleveland and Gulf to Bay.
Cleveland and Gulf to Bay, and that's 4 to 7 on October 15th. You guys got to come out, check it out, support our community, and learn some new things maybe, buy some great stuff. I actually was just speaking with one of the ladies who's doing table rentals out there. So I think it's going to be a great day, and come out. Everyone in Tampa Bay.
There's one secret ingredient to that, and that is love.
Absolutely, and great food.
And good music.
Yes,
but
and good music.
I also want to mention, though, this is a historical event that the city of Clearwater is now working with the Latino communities. I think it's the first time they've actually had that type of relationship. And it was because of the passion that the Latino community has about, you know, it's not, originally it was handled, you know, it was being handled like any other festivity and all that. But you know, Dina, you know,
yes, Dina. Yes, Dina, that's who I was speaking with.
She kind of organized all of us. I mean, we are presidents of organizations. We're leaders in the community. And she sat us all down and said, listen, this is what's going on in the community. We want to make a change. And when we went to meet with the city of Clearwater, they were shocked to how many people sat at the table with them.
And not just the amount of people, but the quality of the people that were there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is amazing. So, guys, come out and support on October 15th. And do you have any other things going on in the month of October?
Well, we definitely, what we're trying to do is get people together so that they can be a voice. It's just like in this event. When we heard that it was happening and the city of Clearwater needed to do it, we gathered the Hispanics together to be that voice, because we function better when everyone speaks.
Yes.
And we have the ability to speak. And I thank the city of Clearwater for opening that door for us.
That's amazing. That is so amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here, and please stay. I just also want to introduce another
Absolutely.
One of our guests. You come on over here. Oops, my mic is flying around. So we have A to Z Printing in the house. All right, so we have Jeff, who owns A to Z Printing, and you have some really cool things that you can do for our local small businesses in the area. He offers door hanging, printing, and all sorts of graphics and all sorts of things. And so tell us a little bit about some of the things you do. I'm sorry, I took your seat.
Sure, not a problem. Thanks for having me, guys. We are a full-service print shop in Mid-Pinellas on Almerton Road, and we've been in business a little over 22 years. One of the things that's unique that we do, I mean, if you want something printed, that's great. We're a small shop, we can be competitive, but what we have that's very unique is our door-to-door flyer service, and we've been doing that the whole time since we started from day one. We do the whole county. We have it broken into sections. It by major street boundaries as opposed to zip codes. Like we have a Palm Harbor area, a Dunedin area. But the main thing is right now, with the economy the way it is, it's a great way to get some grassroots marketing out there. And what I'm trying to do is get super aggressive. So if you mention a radio show, we'd be happy to give you guys 10-cent doors for delivery. So we have service industries absolutely kill it, like home improvement type of businesses, like tree services. I myself started a pool business 5 years ago. We have pressure washing companies that do like soft wash of roofs and sand and ceiling pavers, that type of stuff. But if it's a home improvement, a house painter, a roofer, a solar guy would absolutely crush it. Our tree service guys, I know his ROI is $2 a flyer, so we're putting out 5,000 flyers. It's equal to $10,000 in his pocket, paying us 10 cents a door, or actually it's more than that, but the radio show special is 10 cents. So there you go. And
is it double-sided, the print, or just the one side?
It is a full-color, double-sided ads. So the distribution is the 10-cent special that we're running, and the printing is just going to be. And she asked me earlier about the if they were to supply their own print, and that's okay. You can.
Right. The only reason I did ask that is because I know a client of mine that actually has a whole box of flyers that I know she was talking to us about being able to distribute them. So that is a referral that I'm going to send on your way.
Absolutely.
That would be Angie from Blue Sake Restaurant in Dunedin.
But I'm even thinking it's like sometimes when there's community events, you know, we want to like hang flyers up. Sometimes we could put them in the door, but I guess it depends on if the community allows us to hang some. Sometimes, have you experienced, like, how do you get over with some hanging, you know, like door hangers? Do they give you a hard time, some of the municipalities?
Yeah, every municipality is different. Mm-hmm. We fly under First Amendment right, freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, in our case, freedom of press. But we aren't there to make enemies. You know, we are grassroots community. We're giving people jobs. We're helping small businesses grow. Right down the road, we do a solo project, which would sort of cater to what you're saying if you want to promote an event.
Like a community event, for example.
Yeah.
Right? Right now, I walked all down Cleveland Street hanging up these flyers at 8 o'clock at night, okay? I didn't mind. I met a lot of wonderful people, don't get me wrong. But it would have been so nice to also canvas a neighborhood with some of these hangers, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So do you have any promotions that you work with not-for-profits to do the print for them as well, for like door hangers?
Yeah, we've done some churches. We've done some events in the past. Right. I was going to mention right down the road on Myrtle is Red Royal Electric. He's just doing a solo project. So we could do different things and cater to them. The things we're doing in these towns are on a schedule. They go out monthly.
Okay.
And but we can get super aggressive on price on these things.
Wow.
And,
you've been in business for 22 years. That's amazing. And how big is your crew?
Well, we've been through different levels of crew. We were doing 120,000 doors at one point.
Wow.
Right now, we're only doing 50,000 doors a month.
That's still a lot.
Yes.
Still a lot.
I don't have anybody running circulation. I share that duty with a gal that's been with me for 18 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, we try to keep people happy and on board. You know, the hardest thing, you're talking about walking door to door. We're always looking for people.
Okay.
With the economy the way it is, a good part-time job might, $20 an hour plus, it's paid by the piece.
Did you just say $20 an hour?
To do for four hours. Nobody's walking 8 hours a day, let me assure you that.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
That's a great opportunity for people that want to get a part-time job.
So
gig,
tell us how somebody could contact you, either for employment opportunity or if they are interested in maybe having some door hanging done.
Yeah, it's A to Z Printing, and it's Jeff McCurdy. So I'm going to give you my direct line. It's going to be the easiest. 727-422-2869. And if you're calling for work, we're only looking for a few more people for the door-to-door. If you mention a radio show, again, we'll do the 10-cent
promotion
for October. And,
All right. Well, we're going to play musical chairs. I'm going to have you come over here, Jeff. We're going to give the mic back to Alessio and let you guys talk amongst yourselves for a little while because I see some new guests that we're going to switch out with in about 10 minutes or so.
All right. Perfect.
So,
thanks,
Jeff,
for having me.
Thank you.
And, right. And there goes the flying microphone, courtesy of Tammy.
Yes, here we go. All right. That's great. So you guys, go ahead and keep on
absolutely,
talking.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I just want to get a little more in depth with Santana. I know that you mentioned LULAC, but can I explain to the people who are listening on the radio, what exactly is LULAC, and what exactly, I know you mentioned that you did mention some of the projects you're going to Washington, D.C., but what exactly is the foundation, the mission of LULAC?
The mission of LULAC is to be able to unite and create community for the Hispanics and to give them the voice that is theirs and that we all need everyone to speak. I'll give you a quick example. Locally, we all have been suffering from the high rent costs and affordability of living in a place is getting extremely high and difficult. And many of the children, grandchildren, are living with their parents in order to save. And so we all share that hardship. So we from the Hispanic community speak out and be able to voice things that are particular to us. Like, for example, we have multi-generational households. We have a high percentage of multi-generational. We have a grandfather, parents, and children living on the same household. So when you're looking at addressing the housing issue, and most of the people that I talk to are more concerned with an individual or a couple, and they're talking about mini homes, that doesn't necessarily address our issues, which is to get a greater amount of space, properly designed, and low in maintenance costs so that it's not a burden on them. So all of these things need to be addressed, and by speaking and letting the decision makers know what it is that is the right approach for us, they were able to make the right decisions for everyone.
So is it fair to say that LULAC is more like an advocate for the Latino community? So whatever the need is what you advocate for?
That is correct. And not just that we advocate from a organizational thing, but our organization consists of local people that want their voices to be heard.
And for someone who just doesn't understand exactly what the Puerto Rican culture is and all that, how would you explain to somebody who's not even, you know, not Puerto Rican themselves? So how would you explain what the culture is about and what exactly it brings to the table in the United States today?
I'm Puerto Riqueño, but the organization LULAC is open to all Hispanics. And there are 22 different nationalities that identify themselves as Hispanic. But the one thing that we find in a common is that there is a huge distrust for organizations and for government. Puerto Riqueños like me were born in the U.S. We're U.S. citizens. We don't have to worry about documentation and immigration or any of that. But when someone, a government official, knocks on my door, my first reaction is, ay, muchacho, nothing's good coming out of this. So you can see the pushback and the apprehension. Imagine if you have family members that are questionable in the documentation. So that culturally, we isolate and we work very hard to maintain the food and the roof over our heads, and we don't pay attention to all the particulars that are happening locally. But as of lately, it is important that we all step up and be aware of what's happening at the school board, at the city council, at the county commissioners, and be able to unite. And under LULAC, we're doing that so that we can speak what is our interest. And when we all, when the Greek community speaks their interest, when the Italian community speaks their interest, when every one of us that are Americans and living and residing here speak, then we give government a tool to be more effective at resolving our issues.
Well, I mean, I think you brought up a very good point. We're all Americans. A lot of people, when they say I'm Puerto Rican, they think it's, you know, do you need a green card to get here or a visa? No. Puerto Rico is a Commonwealth state. A lot of people don't even know that. You know, we speak Spanish. We fly over here. We take JetBlue, okay? We don't swim across. We don't have to do all that stuff.
And it's even greater than that. My father and my uncles in the 50s were working in the sugar cane fields in Puerto Rico. They've never left Puerto Rico. They didn't even speak English. Mm-hmm. And they were drafted, and they went to the Korean War to fight for our freedom and our democracy. And they did, and luckily they all came back safe and alive. And so Puerto Riqueños, we're not only citizens, we are citizens. We earned our rights.
Right. So if someone wanted to participate to support your cause, what is the best number to reach out to you?
Well, right now, the best number is probably my personal number. And we're working on getting a website and everything going, and so we'll be able to funnel that. If you can text me at 727-366-7106, text me so that I can then address it and get back with you. That'll be fantastic. We are having committees for affordable housing, committees for immigration, committees that deal with the educational process, and these are things that the community as a whole need and want, and we're just giving it the Latino flavor to it.
Okay. Now, is this all-inclusive? Are you looking only for Latinos to join these type of committees?
About 10% of our members are African-American, and about 10% are just plain non-sectorial, I guess.
So basically, it's open to the public. So if you're passionate about helping people, multicultural, it's an organization that will welcome you with open arms. And this is a great organization to make change and to unite. So tell me, Mr. Santana, is there anything in particular you're looking for now as far as immediately what type of help you're looking for?
Well, right now we're looking at having the community come out and participate at the event on the 15th of October. We have this festival that is, if you go there, you don't have to be Hispanic. Matter of fact, if you're not Hispanic, you're going to love it because it's going to give you some visuals, some sounds, and some flavors and some smells that will just make your day. So at around 4 to 7 on the 15th, you're all invited. Come on down and be a participant. By being with us, we become a community.
Absolutely. I also want to give a quick shout out to the City of Clearwater because they're working closely with us to make this happen. And with their support, this is all possible as well, and the community support. So again, shout out to the City of Clearwater for also being a part of this. And we're looking for the City of Clearwater community as a whole participate. You'll be amazed if you haven't had that type of experience with multiple cultural backgrounds and music. It's the best time to go, like you mentioned, October 15th at the
Crest Lake Park.
It's a beautiful park. Matter of fact, I was over the weekend, and over the weekend they remodeled that whole entire park. It's got a wonderful pond area, kids area. They got volleyball sections. They have, you know, like exercise machines. They have a pathway you can walk in with a lot of shade. And this is a beautiful park. I'm telling you, I was amazed when I saw that.
Make sure that you go there and you experience it. Also, this opens up the door to other greater activities that we're going to be doing. Can you imagine the economic stimulus of being able to be a magnet for the whole Tampa Bay area to come to Clearwater to experience a Latino festival? That is where all of our local businesses, regardless of who they are, would benefit by it. Us as citizens that pay our property tax and pay and receive the services, we all would benefit by a successful event like this.
That's awesome. So like I mentioned, my name is Angel Santiago. I'm the president and CEO of a company called R Community First with the letter R. What we are, we're actually a resource directory in which we showcase different not-for-profit organizations to showcase all the different services they have to offer in our community. So if you're in need of food, clothing, free health benefits, youth programs, women program, men empowerment teams, or even to help the veterans to transition from military life to civilian life.
I'm a veteran.
There you go. So you can actually click on there, just type in what you're looking for, and it will point you to the nearest not-for-profit that is located to where you're located at. And this is all possible by the businesses that are located in Clearwater that supports our mission. So we ask you guys, support those local businesses. We are selling membership cards, and for every card we sell, it's like $25 or whatever you want to give as far as your heart is concerned. If you want to pay more than that, I can personally mail you out a membership card. And with that membership card, you will support our local economy. You will support these local mom and pop shops. And then 10% will go to a not-for-profit of your choice to help support their mission as well. So it's a well worth cause. That's what our community first is all about. It's about our community first. So if you're interested to become a member, go to our website, which is www.rcommunityfirst.com. So with that being said, we're going to go into, can we do a commercial break or traffic?
Yes, we can.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
I'm becoming a member.
There you go. Thank you so much.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
All right, good evening, Tampa Bay. This is your Cars Unlimited Auto Repair Traffic Report on the Brian Cash Claus Radio Show here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Magical Matt with the update on the reports. We have accidents coming in on 618 in Tampa. There is a collision. It's on 618. It's right by Willow Avenue. Yeah, it's right by Willow Avenue in Tampa. The right lane is blocked, so be careful going through that way if you're heading in that direction in Tampa. Also, we're seeing backups on 275 because of rush hour traffic. There's also slowdowns getting off of 60 going into Tampa. Again, slowdowns because of traffic getting onto 275. So be careful going that way, and traffic is building up on Kennedy Boulevard as well. There are delays going into Tampa via 275 coming out of Clearwater once you get towards 275 and closer to Tampa. Again, general traffic there because of rush hour. Slowdowns on 19 going north and south in Clearwater. Rush hour, again, traffic causing that. Other than that, no other accidents to report, just general slowdowns due to time of day and rush hour traffic. If you get a tip line, let us know. And with your Cars Unlimited Auto Repair Traffic Report, this is Magic Matt on the Brian Cash Claus Radio Show.
Hi, this is Lizette LaForge of Beacon Windows. Are you tired of struggling with your sliders? Don't replace, refurbish. We keep you on track. Our business is on a roll. And I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it. Not only do we make your sliders work nearly like new, but we also specialize in water intrusion when there's water sneaking underneath the track and maybe going to your neighbor below, or maybe you're being leaked on. So when you get a chance to give us a call us at 727-493-2644. Keep us in mind whenever your sliders are giving you any trouble. Beacon Windows, 727-493-2644 or www.sliderrepair.com. Don't replace, refurbish. SliderRepair.com, 727-493-2644, Beacon Windows.
Got an ugly roof? Well, don't replace it, clean it. Whether your roof is shingle, tile, or metal, Exterior Cleaning by Scotty Peabody will make your roof look new again. Call Scotty Peabody, 813-412-0800. Scotty also does pressure washing of mobile homes, driveways, patios, pool decks, screen enclosures, and much more. Save thousands and give Scotty Peabody a call today, 813-412-0800, or visit ScottyPeabody.com. And don't forget Scotty's valuable coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Hey Tampa Bay, do you have a cleaning project that needs to get done? Give Keith's Cleaning Service a call, 727-470-5071, for honest, hardworking, and tenacious service from Keith's Cleaning Service. Call now for a quote, 727-470-5071. That's 727-470-5071 for Keith's Cleaning Service, some of the best cleaning services in Tampa Bay.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Okay, Leo, what's going on? Mr. Leo, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you today?
We got A and Z printing in the house. Now, this is the pioneer, Leo, who owns Purple Haze. You familiar with Purple Haze?
I am familiar with Purple Haze. Yes. That's a business with them a long time ago, the one on Park.
Right.
Is that the Purple Haze?
Yes.
Purple Ring. Maybe I'm confused. Excuse me.
I did not say a curse word. That was Purple Ringer.
Yeah, it was. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. But this is the pioneer of the industry. Tell them what industry you're in and what you're looking for, Leo.
Well, I'm in the smoke shop industry. Been in business for now going on 30 years. Purple Ringer was around when I was also in business. They've long gone, been gone for a while. But we're here 30 years strong. We sell cannabis products. We sell CBD products. We sell glass. Pretty much everything there is in the smoke shop industry we carry.
Okay, that is unbelievable. And then you were saying you were looking for help?
Always. We were always looking for you. We're always looking for employees. We're looking for experienced salespeople is what we're looking for. We do like a hourly pay, obviously, but we also do commission and bonuses. So it's very lucrative for those that know how to sell.
Right, right. And then that's the American way, too. There's an incentive there, right?
Yeah, if they hustle, they make money. Yeah?
Right, if you hustle, you make money. Could it be possible someone could be in an industry for 6 months in that industry and have zero leads and zero sales? Could that even be possible?
Well, the sales come into the door, so the nice thing about it is there's consistent customers coming in, so you always have the opportunity to make extra money.
Right, right. That's fantastic, Leo. So do you have, can you set up the song for us in honor of Leo, Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze?
That
we're
going to
play. Yeah. We're going to play Purple Haze. You know Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Congratulations on 30 years, Leo. That's a long time, brother.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm 62 years old, doing it for 30 years, so it's kind of a long run.
Yeah, see that? Leo, we're going to play this song and then talk to you right after the song. Purple Haze for Purple. So, Leo, that was Purple Haze. I was born, Leo, in 1961, right? And I am 62 years old. So I'm from the class of 1961. So I'm assuming, what class are you from?
I was born in 1962.
So I'm your elder, so respect me.
That's definitely do.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyhow, do you have a question for Leo? Do you have a question? He deals with basically products that help people. Do you have a question?
Yeah. How do you get so much customers?
How do I get customers?
Yeah, how do you get so much?
You have to have good products at good prices and good knowledgeable employees. And be consistent with everything.
Right, that's the thing. Discipline and consistency.
Yeah, word of mouth is always the best advertising.
Right, this young man here, if he did good in school, his papa was going to allow him to get on the radio.
I am doing good.
And he's doing good in school, and he owns his own dog sitting business. His name is Tony. And can you? How many 12-year-olds do you know that own their own business, Leo?
I'm 9. Okay.
Oh, you're 9?
Yeah.
He's 9.
Even better.
Right, even better, right. And he did really good in school, and he owns Dog Sitting. And what's the name of your dog sitting company?
Dog Sitting Supreme.
Right. How would you feel if your 9-year-old son decided to open up his own business and then does really good in school? How proud would you be, Leo?
I'd be flabbergasted.
Right.
I would definitely be flabbergasted, but I'm going to give him a word of advice.
Good.
What he? Now, you said you had somebody that does printing on the show as well?
Yes.
Yeah, Tammy.
Yes.
What you want to do is you want to have, is it Tammy you said?
Yeah. Yeah, Tammy, but we also have A to Z Printing now. He's part of doing business with us. He does door hangers and all that type of stuff. And his name is Jeff. So, yes, but we have a guy that owns a print business in the radio station right now. So
what you want to do is you want to get Tammy to print you up some flyers with some coupons, and make sure that every time you go take your dogs for a walk, you put them on people's doorsteps, you know, or door hangers, or and that way when they come out, they see the little flyer on their door handle or whatever may be the case, and if they have dogs, they'll definitely call you.
Yeah, that's actually a very good idea because you just gave me the best idea ever because when we and my dad were driving down the street to check out some stuff, we actually found some people with big dogs, and they actually took our information and our numbers, and they said they'll call us if they need dog sitting business.
That's right. That's awesome. You could also go to the dog parks. If you go to the dog parks, get yourself a little flyer box and attach the flyer box to the entrance of the gate and put your flyers in there as well.
Unbelievable. Leo is a daddy too.
I have a 6-year-old daughter.
Leo. This is Jeff from A to Z Printing. You know what they do, and they call it cloverleaf thing. So, young man, when you have a dog sitting customer, what you want to do is just get the flyers, like you said, for me or Tammy, and just go. Go to two doors, one direction from the front door of the house, come 5 doors back across, and then come 2 doors back to the house, and just, you know, let them know.
And you know what I was just thinking on the flyer itself, too? Say, we do your neighbor's dog.
That's what it, exactly right.
Right, put that on the flyer itself.
All businesses that do that.
Right, what do you think of that, Alex? For the dog. Good idea. He didn't even hear it, and he said, good idea. You caught that? What do you think, Matt? Matt.
Yeah, I try not to. It gives me a headache.
There you go. But you are a professional, Matt, and I really appreciate it. I sell him when I do my radio. I always mention how you help out so much, Matt, at the show.
Yeah, and you said when a dog customer comes over, I should give them my flyer. That's actually a very good advice because this Friday we actually have another dog sitting. We are babysitting a dog on Friday. I think it's a poodle, but we're not sure. My mom hasn't told me the details yet.
Leo, so this is a good young man. He's doing good in school, and he opened up his own business. And then you took the time to give him advice and mentor the kid. So, Leo, you are the greatest.
And then later on down the line, what you want to do is maybe do like a pooper scooper business also, you know?
Oh. Later on, I was...
Just real quick. What is a pooper scooper business? What does that mean?
Well, you go out to people's yards. You go out there maybe twice a week and pick up the poop that's in their yards.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually, there's a service for everything, huh?
Yeah, well, actually, I was thinking about saving up the money for my dog sitting business and expanding to a wolf sanctuary.
Well, okay. Lone wolf, you know, wolves travel in packs, right? But every once in a while, there's that lone wolf. So tell us what's going on at Purple Haze.
We just keep on keeping it, you know. We're doing good at the stores. I'm trying to move my Southside St. Pete location from the west side of the road to the east side of the road, but we need a couple of more people at that location to do so because it's a bigger store.
Okay.
I get two more people, that's when we're going to start making the move. We're pretty much 70% moved over anyways, but I do need more staffing.
Well, good. That's a good thing. You need more staffing, and you got to have people that are disciplined and also are personable.
For sure.
For sure. So anyhow, Purple Haze, give us the address of your locations and their phone numbers.
Okay, Purple Haze St. Pete is 1427 34th Street South. I have Purple Haze Seminole, which is 10999 Seminole Boulevard. That's in Largo. And I have Purple Haze Tyrone at 3809 Tyrone Boulevard. The easiest phone number to remember is 727-397-PIPE, P-I-P-E.
Wow.
What about Purple Haze Clearwater?
I don't have one in Clearwater. I've been in the business so long that I would like to retire. Maybe I could have a young entrepreneur like yourself come and buy my businesses up so I could turn around and retire. And you could move the legacy forward.
Very good. And then, you know what I was thinking, too, is in your ad that's in the coupon book, why don't we put in there a little help wanted ad also, besides the pushing the product, that you're looking for help.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Right? Help wanted. And then how would that be worded? Like, what are you saying? You're looking for discipline?
Looking for reliable, honest, motivated sales help.
Okay.
And the holidays are coming, so keep the Purple Haze in mind for that as well, people.
Right.
The Halloween's coming, you might want to get festive.
Right. And then, like, let me just tell you this. I don't know if you go off, you're out late or something, but we're going to give a shout out to my friend Michael, who's in the magazine. You ever hear of Papa's New York Diner, Leo?
It's a little food place, right?
Yeah, it's a real New York diner. It's poppersnewyorkdiner.com. And it's at the corner. Now, if I said the address, or do I say the location? So think of it. If I say 1764 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, do you know what it is?
I would not know where it was at.
But if I say to you the corner of Keene and Gulf to Bay, across from the CVS, would you know?
Absolutely.
I think more so now in today's world, you should not put addresses without descriptions of where it is.
Yeah, you have some landmarks or you know, places like my Tyrone store is right next to Curaleaf. My Seminole store is right next to Charlie and Millie's. And my Southside store is right across the street from Bad to the Bone Auto. So.
Right. And then this is open 24 hours. His name is Mike. And Michael, I don't know if we can call him Michael, Mike. Sometimes people like Michael. But Mike...
Where is he from?
Actually, I think... Oh, I wish he could call him, but I think he's from somewhere, like one of those... I'm thinking Egypt. But I don't know.
Because if he's from New York, you want to call him Mikey.
Mikey. That's it, Mikey. Where is, can we find out? Hey, Floyd.
I'm calling.
We're going to find out where he's from. That's open 24 hours. Mikey's, not Mikey's. You got me, Leo. Papa's Diner, New York, 1764 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, Clearwater. It's a real New York diner. And then if you want to check his food out, it's Papa's with an S. Oh, wow, Papa's. That's what I said. I thought you got... You know what I said? We were going to do the Papa and Tony show, right? Didn't I say that to you?
Yeah.
And then,
they were on the air once, weren't they?
He brought in a cheesecake, like a $100 cheesecake, right?
I know.
It was unbelievable. It was It was like a cheesecake for a wedding.
Wait, you never told me that.
Real big. Yeah, so he brought that into the station live.
Whoa.
And it was what I would describe, so I could get the point across, the best cheesecake, and he makes it there. I hate to say stuff, I'm not sure, but they have their own bakery inside.
Unbelievable.
Where is he from?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember the city, so I'm not going
to
say,
but
that cheesecake is the best cheesecake in the world. I'm not kidding. He makes it. It's New York-style cheesecake. And it has fresh strawberries on the top of it. And when he did bring it, I ate so much of it that I almost got sick. It was so good.
Yes. So, Leo, I'm going to find out before you get off. Now, we have in the house, too, is Hope.
I'll take it.
If you had to name a child, why not name it Hope, right? Because when you're at the end of your rope, there's always hope.
There's always hope.
When you're at the end of your
rope. Tell us what you do real quick. Tell Leo that you do websites and stuff of that nature.
Yeah, Leo, I do websites and such. No. We do websites, SEO, social media, business consulting, and technology consulting.
Right.
That's awesome.
Leo, are you big into the computer yourself? Do you know how to work it?
I am very computer illiterate.
Ah.
I can't...
Rochester.
He's from Rochester, New York.
Rochester. That's a little bit of a distance from Egypt.
Wait, is he
so from... if he's from Rochester, New York, you want to call him Mikey. You know, everybody from New York has a EY at the end. Either no, Joey.
That's an upstate thing. I'm a Long Islander. That's an upstate New York thing. That's not us.
Yeah, it's like Joey or Louie or right. Mikey or Tony.
Right. Do you know what Tony originally stands for?
Winner.
It's 2, T-O, and then Y is 2 New York. That's originally where they got the name people. Really? So then they put it on their forehead or something.
No, like, it's no,
not forehead. No, but then they said, send this guy to New York.
No, that's not. No.
No?
No, Tony actually stands for winner.
Winner, that's Tony. What's your name?
Tony.
We got Tony in the house. We got Mikey listening on the radio. We got Jeffy. We got, what's Maddie?
Or Sally, that works too.
They're and then we got Hopi. And then we got Leo. We.
Then we got Tammy.
And then we got Alexi.
Alexi doesn't work. Don't try that.
And then we got Donnery listening. But that is so true, Leo, that everybody, Mikey, but he's from Rochester, New York.
Luigi.
Luigi.
Mario.
So just tell us a little bit about your dog sitting, and then how you love your dad, Tony.
Okay, well, first you
got to talk into the mic, Tony.
Okay.
It's okay.
I think I got fucking chair.
How many customers you got there?
This is hard to get out of.
It's okay.
Okay, so we've had 2 customers so far. We were supposed to have. We had 3 missed customers. No, 2 missed customers. Yeah, 2 missed customers. And 2 dog sitting successful jobs. And we have another one coming.
Very good.
On Friday.
Well, there awesome. You go. That's very good. And I can tell Leo's really proud of you, too. I can hear it in Leo's voice. What about you, Jeffy?
I think it's fabulous. A 9-year-old that does good in school has started a small business.
Right. Wasn't that good advice that Leo gave
him? And he sure did, yeah. Way to encourage him, Leo. And 30 years, Leo, you know, that's crazy. So this guy's 3 weeks, this young man. So 30 years, no.
Right. And that's why I call Leo the pioneer.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Even when I text him, I always say to the pioneer.
He's ready to.
Hey, this is another thing he wants to do. If he tell him to go reach out to Tammy Vasquez, she owns Bark Life.
Okay.
And maybe she'll let him leave his flyers there also.
Well, let's get permission for that, and that's what we'll do. What do you have, Hope? What do you got to say about it? Hope is the website queen. We call her the queen. Right? Queen Hope?
Sure.
Hopi?
Yeah. Hopi?
Yeah. Hopi. So what do you got to say about the website deal?
The website deal. You mean you guys'?
Yours.
Think it's great. Oh, ours. Yeah, so we make great websites, competitive pricing. We make sure that people can see it, and we make sure that the websites do more than just set out like cyberspace. So.
Yeah, would you be looking for someone, Leo, to help you with your website? You are.
Well, for a website, not yet. I have a website built, but it's not online yet.
And then if you have someone that you want to, what she does is the search engine. She has the programs to get people to put you on top of the search engines. And she gets you all that stuff. Because I noticed my likes went way up once she said, we got you online and we got the search engines heated up. It was just amazing how when she said that, the next day the likes went up dramatically.
Now you're putting the pressure on. But that's not always. I mean, it improves, but not always overnight. So.
I'm a salesman. Yeah.
I know you're a salesman. I'm a realist.
Awesome. So, now, yeah. How long have you been doing this for?
I've been doing this for about 15 years. 15 years. And, yeah, my business partner's been doing it for about 17 years. So,
wow.
So a while.
I think I'm going to use Hope to promote our dwarfliers.com website. And the problem we had there was the person that did the design is not around. It's just good to have somebody local
right.
that doesn't run away.
Right.
Where are you located? Where are you located?
You know?
Where are you located?
I'm in Largo here.
Guess where she lives?
She's down there by me, I hope.
She lives in Largo.
I hope.
I hope.
Guys.
Hope lives in Largo.
Guys.
So right now, dwarfliers.com.
Yes, go ahead, Tony.
Yep. We need our help.
We actually need a website. We actually really do for our dog thing, for our dog thing business. Where people can come here, like leave comments after the dog thing business job's done. And that's where we can tell them what we're going to do and what and our prices, and we can like do it, and we can like make it all online. We don't have to like tell them the stuff. And the only thing we're really going to have to conversation about is once they make the official appointment, we're going to have to tell them where to meet us for the dog.
But we can
Leo,
do that,
Leo, do you believe this kid's 9 years old?
No, he's definitely smart. I'm pretty sure his parents guided him really well.
Yeah, and then what we were going to do is we were going to do Papa, because I sent it to him as a joke. Yeah. Alex is here now, his Papa, and I was going to start the show and call it the Papa and Tony Show, and then we have on today's show, and that's the truth. You're here to witness it, right? To say, is that true?
That's right.
Yeah.
So then we have on as our sponsor today, Papa's New York Diner. Awesome. Wouldn't that have been great? Papa and Tony Show, sponsored by Papa's New York Diner.
That's right.
Keen in Galta Bay by Mikey.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that have been fantastic? So what do you think, buddy?
I think I'm still thinking back about the dog sitting business, and because I was just talking to Hope here for a second. She does apps, and she can make, like, just like you set an appointment for your barber through an app, she can make this real simple. This young man wouldn't have to stress out and forget his appointments.
And what we'll do is we'll give it to him for free just to help support younger entrepreneurs.
Right. I'm entrepreneurial. That's an
Alex, you have anything you want to say?
Just thanks for letting us be here.
Well, you got to be kidding me.
No, this is great. I'm just glad my son's learning. I mean, Tony's our son. I'm 65, and my wife is a couple of days younger than me. And we're trying to bring him up where he can be a good businessman.
I hear the commercial starting to go with
that. That means it's over. So we got Hope in the house, Hopey. We got Jeffy in the house, and we got the
Thanks
best,
for having me.
Maddie. What did I call you?
Magical Matt. We'll stick with that.
Magical Matt, because you really do run a good show. You can just tell you're smooth.
Thank you, sir. I tried. I've been doing this for 15
years. Wait a minute. We still have 2 minutes. I see up there.
I know.
No, we got 1 minute left.
And we got Tony in the house to New York.
Yeah.
And then we got Alex. And then let's close the show with Leo. What do you want to say?
To finish off the show?
You're going to finish the show, Leo.
Yeah, come on.
Save the best for last.
Hopefully everybody has a great week.
Hopefully.
And this weekend's going to be awesome. This week's supposed to be really pretty. So hopefully everybody has a great week. And if you guys need anything, make sure you guys come visit us at Purple Haze Tobacco Stores, and we'll hook you up.
Yeah, can I say a few words before the show ends?
Yes.
Yeah, so for anyone listening, the call us is 865-696-6136 or 727-580-4247. You choose, and we'll schedule you.
What's the name of your dog sitting company?
Dog Sitting Supreme. We're located in Clearwater, Florida, Highland Acres Drive, 2181.
Dog Sitting Supreme?
Yes.
New York Diner, but it starts with Papa. Papa's New York Diner?
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.